Hey everyone, it's Tim from the Liquid Courage Podcast. We tried something new, a new kind of recording style for this podcast, so things seem a little weird. We've already got it fixed for the next time. I wanted to apologize because we did not put out this episode earlier in the month of March, and it seems like we kind of missed February this year, which is funny because it's our fourth year anniversary. Nothing like an anniversary like taking a month off. But I wanted to make sure everyone knew that, no, you didn't miss something. This is the next episode. Thank you guys for listening. The world is just crazy right now, so we're trying to make sure that we aren't hurting ourselves too much by drinking a lot and other things. So thank you guys for listening. Your episode will start right now.
Let's see if we can get something started here.
This will be interesting. Hopefully this... It'll be fine. It'll all be fine.
Will it be fine, Tim? I'm not so sure.
We have all month if it isn't.
We have all month if it isn't to talk about Courage the Cowardly Dog.
The lost episode of
lost episode of Liquid Courage Podcast.
We should be fine.
With Sheldon and his two co-hosts. No.
What a heavy take you're making.
Everybody knows I'm the star.
Yeah, you sure are the star of the Liquid Courage Podcast, which is what you're currently listening to. And welcome back to it. It's me, Taylor. There's Tim. And you already know the star is Sheldon, so he can take it away.
The star.
Well, you see, I'm not so sure.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Is this our February or a March episode? It's one of those episodes.
It's gonna be March.
It's gonna be one of those.
It'll be a March episode.
Can't really go backwards, but yeah.
We can go back. We can say that it didn't post. We can't now because I'm saying it right now.
Tim will just edit out the month that you just said.
Yeah.
Not happening.
He'll fill them in with Schmebuary.
There you go. Lousy Schmarch weather. Here we are. Welcome back. How are you boys? How are you boys after our viewings? Are you good?
I've been better. But life's looking good.
I just took a shot of whiskey. Everything's great.
I really thought you were just going to say you took a shit. And I'm like, Tim, we didn't even know that.
We don't talk about that, but here we are.
It's almost done now.
But yeah, we have watched what is considered the sixth episode of season 3. Excuse me.
God, I can't believe we're in season
3. This is going to be a cough-filled episode. We will all turn away from the mic to cough. But hey folks,
I'm doing my best.
It's sick out there. Stay safe. I hope you're all doing well. I hope this message finds you well as you look for uploads that are ever consistent.
We've only missed 2 months so far.
Yeah, and we are here to bring you fun conversations about cats under the sea and a curtain of cruelty.
Under the sea.
Under the sea. We can't do any more. We'll be sued.
You're right. Disney is the kind to be that petty.
Yeah, under the cats.
I really don't want to be associated with being under cat.
Under the cats is a new fun parody produced against the Little Mermaid. Under the Cats.
I've actually forgot what the first episode's called, so I thought it
cats
was under the sea.
It was Cats Under the Sea.
It might as well be
Under the Cats, because everyone is going to be Cats' first mate. There you go, folks. Cats in this episode. Anyway, next episode.
Thank God, the banana
suit
dealer.
Oh, God, I never would have figured that out.
Go watch it. Anyway. Go ahead.
Would be an amazing episode, just generally. I think it actually is just an amazing episode. Just the backpedal. No, it's... There's a lot of good humor in here. Just they're two quick episodes, right?
Seem very fast. Again, we're kind of in that thing where I feel as though that they are going very quickly comparatively to the plot points in like season one that seem to take a while to develop. These seem to be going at breakneck speeds.
And that's kind of everything's just set up better. It's like, hey, there's this couple out in the middle of nowhere. They're going to go on a wacky adventure.
Yeah, maybe that's dog. It.
I mean,
it could be
very much their Looney Tune roots, right?
It's like everybody knows who the characters are. We don't need to do anything with that. We'll just send them on an adventure now.
Adventure time! Woo! Yeah, kind
come
of.
On, grab your friend.
So come on together. And grab your dog.
No one's the wetter. Under the sea.
Yeah.
And Eustace is getting progressively fucking worse.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he didn't have very far to fall, but he just keeps digging the hole.
That is true. That is true. He did. It is an interesting episode. So this first episode, we'll just kind of jump into it, is Cats Under the Sea, and we are at the bag home where Eustace has thrown out copious amounts of eggs and is listing
everything wrong
and all the things he wants for breakfast, while Courage waits patiently and Eustace reads the paper, and Muriel grows increasingly frustrated with the choices that brought her to this point in her life.
Yeah.
Mother always said I shouldn't marry a farmer.
It just kind of seems like this is like the breaking point episode, and that's what's weird about how the episode ends, and we're all kind of like, that seems like maybe the message was misconstrued a bit, guys. Because Eustace, as Sheldon said, is being an absolute dickhead, just like the most demanding man. Fix my socks. I want Canadian bacon and all other bacons. Canadian sausage. I don't like that. Get it out.
Well, I mean,
nope. Don't even want to explore it. It's gonna be maple flavored, and I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, you know what? It could be worse.
Yeah. I mean, Canadian bacon is just ham. There, I said it. But it's still
good ham.
Sure.
All right. You know what? It's
uncured ham. It's just like a slice of ham.
And you're telling me you wouldn't appreciate a slice of ham?
I like cured ham. I like a honey baked ham.
Oh, you're one of those people.
You mean normal? Yeah.
I'm not so sure about that.
I am. I think if you ask most people in America, they would go, yes, a honey-baked ham is the ham I would like, please.
Yeah, I think that's mostly what you get, right?
Me and the family would disagree.
Well, you know, you're...
just raw ham. All right. Wrong. You're just raw ham in life. That's crazy.
Sucking on a raw ham over there.
Just going raw hamming.
Which I think you're just licking a pig, huh?
It's good though, right? It's not bad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I kind of died. My brain just turned off after saying it. I had to reboot.
We're not covering that show.
No.
Miss Piggy doesn't have a problem with it. No.
Kermit doesn't have a problem with it.
But
he watches.
This is happening, and then Muriel gets fed up and tries to drown out Eustace with the worst color corrected radio I've ever seen. I don't know who designed that radio. The colors made me upset.
It's an old-timey radio, you know?
They didn't have those colors in the old-timeys.
You gotta use the old-timey colors.
Everything was brown.
That's just on the TV. They had plenty of colors.
Radio had piece
no
of the
color.
Furniture. It's just like the Model T. You can have it in any color you want as long as it's black.
Yeah,
that's what Henry Ford said about the Model T. And for A, there's a lot of fun things that you could talk about Henry Ford, but B, that's a hell of a statement.
Yeah,
like just the salesmanship. So radio is essentially
charisma.
Talking about with me, it basically lines out everything. Was like, do you feel underappreciated?
Underloved.
Underloved. Do you feel used?
Stressed.
Then you know what you need?
A vacation under the sea,
to which it is a submarine tour. And I don't know. I don't know who hears. You know what would be cool? A submarine cruise. Because that just doesn't sound that. I feel like camped quarters with recycled air is not. It's fun for a day.
Yeah.
It'd be a cool 4 hour at most trip.
Yeah. A day trip, that'd be wonderful. But this, not so much.
Because about the second day, I'd be wondering, hey, is everything really okay?
what type of sub is it? Do you guys remember?
No, it's really not important, Tim.
It's a nuclear sub.
It's a nuclear sub.
It's a nuclear sub, which, I mean, a lot of subs are these days. But, all right, I'm going to just do it real quick. Hey, there's a lot of stuff happening in the world right now. We're going to try really hard to not discuss them because we are not geopolitical experts. On that note, Slav Ukraine. But still.
I'm going to kill you, Bob.
I didn't mean to bring that up. I was just pointing out something that's in the episode.
Too late. You did.
Out there. It's a plot point. I don't know how we're going to go around it.
It is a plot point. But we just say sub. But the submarine is there. They're in line to get in the submarine. And this is, first off, it's a cats episode, so shit's weird anyway. Because also, I always thought that cats always remembered courage.
Apparently not.
Well, I mean, he kind of did at the start.
He doesn't.
Right?
It's a dog.
No, he just says no dogs allowed. He just like throws him out. I think it would have been any dog who would have tossed him because he's a cat.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
we're just always assuming this is the same cat.
Yeah. Everybody,
dogs.
Yeah, but everybody talks about the Courage the Cowardly Dog as like, oh, cats is the big arch nemesis, and it's like I think they just get a
cats
lot of miles.
Give a shit.
I don't think cats remembers, and I don't know if Courage remembers. And I don't know. I know for a fact that Eustace and Muriel don't remember.
It's one-sided nemesis, is what you're saying. It's
that,
just like
that can be blamed on Alzheimer's, Taylor.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
True. Yeah.
But that's the thing. Is it? We always get cat. I don't think cats is. I think he's a bad guy, but I think that no one remembers him enough, so it can't be an arch nemesis. Nemesi? Anyway.
Yeah, well, nemesis. That's the singular. I don't know.
But the big a sea anemone.
A sea nemesis.
A sea under the sea anemone.
Under the nemesis.
An anonymous anemone.
Also, a lot of ocean. Ocean gets a lot of traction and courage, you know what?
Well, especially right now. They've been how many vacations have they gone on this season?
season
we're on episode 6, and I want to say at least 3 of them have been like vacation-esque episodes.
2 to 3, yeah. Get them out of the farm is what Dilbert's trying to do.
We need more environments.
Get them out of the farm. Get them out of here.
There's only
get
so much
out.
I can work with dirt.
Yeah.
And small town. USA.
Don't give them their
small
coat.
Town. And in line, we see a cast of characters. We see a gentleman in a Speedo. We see a woman with Dilworth's face. That was the smiling woman.
I didn't catch that.
And then
I
we
didn't
see
catch
a,
that either.
And then we see a little old man with a ventriloquist dummy. And Floyd is there with his little puppet. And the puppet's alive. Yeah, the puppet's alive.
The pedo sure had some rough times. Had to resort to using Pinocchio as a ventriloquist act.
Well, it's one of those things where you're like, that's weird. Like, you just kind of see it and you're like, oh, okay. Because initially, I think even Tim pointed it out. He was like, I just thought it was the guy doing the voice. I didn't know that. I don't know why. And in Courage, I don't know why we get shocked by things sometimes where I'm like, oh, that's real.
It's a real puppet.
It's a real sentient being. Also, the idea that he just let that out into the world, because as we said, cats throws courage out, so he takes the place of the puppet in the box. And everyone is, oh, by the way, everyone's a first mate on Katz's crew.
Which is okay, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know, equality, Taylor. Come on.
Yeah.
If everyone's a first mate, no one's out of bounds.
Yeah, right. And because Muriel's the first mate of cooking, and then the other guy, Floyd's the first mate of entertainment.
Which, you know, I mean, he's the only entertainment there.
And
looking out the porthole at probably nothing.
Yeah, and Muriel's entire job is to make tea.
I mean, that's
just
like
all
heaven.
Kinds of tea.
Yeah. Like TNT.
Mm-hmm. Also, there's a litter box in the kitchen next to the stove, and I don't like the implications.
You keep pointing that out. Like,
it's weird.
Really,
he's a humanoid cat. He is a humanoid cat. There's
still
no need for there to be a litter box.
I mean,
at the very least, doesn't need to be in the galley.
True. It's very unsanitary. Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. It's just like,
but this is also like ship crews where sanitation doesn't matter, apparently.
Sanitation matters so much. Because if one person gets sick, the whole crew's going down.
You know, and that's okay, because, you know.
Whatever. No, it's not okay. It's not okay at all.
No, in fact,
the
that's
Navy,
the worst.
The Navy cares a lot about this.
I think that's how COVID started.
Like, no, that started in the bat.
That started because some people didn't know what not to put in their mouths.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Anyway,
silence over.
Katz has this fun little submarine, and with this, as Tim alluded to, we find the TNT.
Dynamite.
Because there's oolong tea and there's other teas
white
that I don't
tea
remember, but then she finds the TNT, and then she loves
of
little
course
teas.
That's
with
the
funny,
one you gotta go for.
She loves little teas with funny little words. Courage has to do a ventriloquist act where Floyd drinks some seltzer and Courage burps up bubbles, and I'm gonna be weird. It's weird when it's a puppet and you're like, ah, it's funny, the puppet burped. I don't know where that burp. It made me uncomfortable. Also, where's Floyd putting his hand now? Anyway.
Yeah, man.
He's
that was
not
that
the
was
only
my
one
first thought.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the
Everybody,
only one that does that.
Everyone makes Courage talk.
I know. It's just weird. Anyway. and then
Grapey Rape.
Katz ends up being
evil, which,
yeah,
you know,
who knew? Who knew? But what's the big plan, guys?
Well, I mean, it's all right. So
that's why, Kat, yeah,
is like my submarine, like,
yep,
business isn't getting as much business because of this one that I'm currently on, which isn't mine. So I'm gonna blow it up with the TNT, which explodes at lower depths.
Yep.
And then my submarine business will get way more business, because this business,
it'll be the only sub in town, baby.
The nuclear sub that is not going to have any implications on anything ever.
Also, man, we had to go a long way from Kansas to get to a submarine dock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, where could this possibly be? Like, it can't
Texas
be. You think it's in Texas? You think it's Caribbean,
yes,
or on the other side
or
of Texas?
Alabama.
You can run. You can own anything in Texas.
True. True.
Including a nuclear submarine.
We need to get our Texas friend on the line. Figure out what he doesn't own.
Bebop, 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 bebop. He would not know.
You can't find a PS5 controller. I'm sure he won't be able to find a
submarine. You can't find a submarine. And Muriel has a bone to pick with Katz about this tea, not because it's a bomb.
It's just bad.
It's just rotten tea.
It's just awful tea.
And so Katz throws her in the brig because how dare you question his leadership?
My friend can't ask me questions.
Yeah. Only no
unwavering servitude.
Unwavering servitude.
That's all I ask for.
Yeah, that's all I ask for. You have the fun little conversation then of how, well, Courage has got to save everything. And A series of events happen where Courage gets fired out of a torpedo shell to the Pentagon, where he runs into the banana from New York that is selling secrets. And he runs past the banana, and he's still wearing a little suit, by the way, because he's still dressed as a ventriloquist dummy.
Because he's classy.
And he runs past the banana, past the TV reporter, who's reporting upon secrets being leaked. And then the banana shows up on TV, too. Also, I hate the color correction on the
caster. Being
the TV announcer. Yeah. I don't like it.
News reporter is a disgusting color, and I don't like it.
It's just...
looks like someone recolored a black and white thing, and I bet that's how they wanted him to look.
Wait, because, what color is he supposed to be, guys?
So originally, yeah. So it's like
he's wearing like a, he's very pale for one, like he's extremely pale, and then he has like just kind of weird like tones on his suit.
Like his teeth are slightly green. His hair is a dark orange.
Yeah,
It's a bad fucking color mix up.
It's weird.
You.
It is a weird color. Yeah.
In like. When I was doing graphic design in high school and college, one of the things you had to do was take a black and white photo and make it, like, colorize it, right? Mm. That's what it looked like. Like, someone took a black and white photo and just like, yeah, his hair was kind of red. And so they just made it as red as possible.
Yeah, it just kind of looks like... And also, it's not consistent with other times that he's shown in the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's just a completely different... a different color spectrum than when he's shown in the other show. So it's weird and it freaked me out a little bit. And then we cut inside the Pentagon where the general and the lieutenant are just smashing each other with all kinds of things, trying to find the leak, but also waiting for their pizza to arrive.
You weren't supposed to see this.
Yeah. Probably one of my favorite gags in the show. I'm not gonna lie, the two military government dudes just like
beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah, just like going out of their way to make sure that the other person's receiving pain in a slapstick esque style. Like, you can't beat. And my favorite
one. You
can't
beat old slapstick.
You can't beat when one of them pulls out a flamethrower. Points at the dude, and then a boxing glove flies out of the end of the flamethrower and punches him in the face. It's just old school Looney Tunes. That's all it is.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's a... it's very fun. I enjoy it. Quite a lot. In general. And then this is this pizza summit where, I guess, the pizza guy doesn't show up. And they think that was... Courage, but it wasn't Courage, and so
that's a pizza guy.
Then Courage tries to show him like, hey, there's this thing happening out at the sea, and they're like,
submarine
doesn't matter. So Courage steals the news camera.
Yeah, and the reporter too.
And Nowhere News announcer goes back to the sub where they report live about the TNT. And then the government just goes, I approved that. We can't let it get out, but too late, sir. It's already out. And that's it.
Like, listen,
that was the scene.
We made that TNT.
Yeah.
It's our fault.
Yeah, I like how he went to the Pentagon to like, hey, a nuclear sub is about to explode. And they're like, pizza's not here. No anchovies. Get out.
Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here.
And
most
there was...
don't have anchovies anymore. Did you guys know that?
Yeah
I do. Yeah, they're rare.
I tried ordering one recently, and they told me no. And I said, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, it's.
And how'd that go on the phone with the pizza man? As you said,
he said it's not my job to give a shit. So,
which
I did say, "What the fuck?"
Is fair.
He didn't care.
Yeah.
And I went, you know what? You're all right, pizza guy.
I was going to say, there's both sides of this argument are pretty sound. Not going to lie.
So I went and bought anchovies, but, you know, it's just not the same.
Right. I gotcha.
It's the Futurama thing. You're going to eat them and become so greasy that they'll harvest you for your oil?
For my oil?
I guess. Maybe that episode wasn't as sound as we all thought it was.
It's fine.
Hey, you never know.
Listen, Futurama's great.
And it's coming back.
With Bender now, too. And I don't Bender's know if you guys saw
coming
that.
Back with it.
Yeah. Yeah, Gender Bender. That episode didn't hold up very well either.
Yeah, that one was fun.
So anyway, everybody knows that this nuclear submarine's at the bottom of the sea, ready to blow up from TNT.
But then again, military's like, well, oh well. So
Courage is already out, can't fix it now.
Yeah, Courage and Cats have a fight in which we find that there is a lever in the sub that just says dive and explode, which why did you put that lever? Come on. This is Listen,
we
come
all
on.
Make things that we don't expect to use.
Insurance? Yeah, I don't know.
Fire alarm?
Oh, damn.
We don't want to use them, but, you know.
Why
you know just in case.
Why are there so many places with self-destruct buttons? You know, it doesn't make any sense.
No. And, but Courage doesn't, I mean, he breaks the lever and then Katz is like, I win, but joke's on you. Actually, what was happening was Courage was trying to get the key to let Muriel out, but the ship is still going, the submarine is still going to explode.
Don't give a shit about your plan. I just need to let Muriel out.
I don't exactly. care that this is a nuclear sub that's going to explode and destroy wildlife under the sea forever.
Yeah, and then Katz gets eaten by a shark. So, there
so,
you go.
So, you know, in the end, everybody wins.
And then, and in the end, well, because in the end, Courage uses that same seltzer to yes. get to get to inflate himself, and then burp, so
and
you
then
can.
Everybody gets to survive that way.
Yeah.
No free therapy, though.
Have you smelled dog burps before?
I have a dog, so yes.
Not great.
Tim, no. The better question is: have you smelled dog burps?
I have. That's.
What if that? What if Tim hadn't, and he was just trying to get a baseline on what they smelled like?
Yes, they these human companions.
Dog burp, they are so awful. They smell like I don't know, guys. What would you say they smell like?
Wow, they're yeah. I just
like
can't.
Burning foam, right? No,
oh,
no,
man.
Not like
the last
burning.
Last one smelled like orange juice, right?
Right, they're, guys.
Right?
They smell great, right? Oh, yeah, horrible. Horrible. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, horrible.
And they get out, and then we're back. We're back home. We're back home in the bag farm where Eustace hasn't moved.
Relatable.
And where Muriel is back to just kind of contently waiting on him.
And she's
and,
happy.
Yeah, that was the thing. And then. You have Courage blowing up the radio.
Cause he's because like,
because the ad another ad plays, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, it's like, what are the chances of it being also awful? Who knows?
But that's the thing is that.
So be content where you are, folks.
Yeah, don't try to change your state, I guess.
Yeah, if you're working hard, you just have to work hard. Yeah.
Fuck this message.
Yeah, this episode was fun to watch. But man, in hindsight, has a lot of implications that are not great.
Listen, Eustace yeah. may not be great, but he's not as bad as, you know, the child diddler down the road, Muriel. So, you know, you should
yeah.
stick where you are.
Jesus.
Well, it's weird. It's a weird, it's really weird in the way that everything kind of falls apart
in
the
last...
show.
30 seconds.
Yeah, whereas yeah. like and yeah, just
I yeah
just be content with where you are.
There yeah. God, there's a lot of loose ends too. It's I know this is an episode made to be like just fun, but huh. It very much points out that this is a Cartoon Network show from the early 2000s.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
like I know I'm yeah. taking it way too seriously, but fuck
that's
that.
Our that's well, our job.
I mean, we're doing a podcast, there, so might as well.
We gotta scrutinize. It's
would fun. you boys like to hear the trivia and some of the comments
sure.
and
Tim,
some of the extra
you
stuff?
You know I would.
Well, let's get into it.
Let's fucking do this.
So the first trivia fact. During the fight between the general and the lieutenant, the general drops a 16-ton weight on the lieutenant. This is a reference to the British comedy trope Monty Python and their sketch show Monty Python's Flying Circus.
I think it could be a reference to literally anything from Looney Tunes onward.
Yeah, I just think it was just funny.
I'm pretty sure they don't have the stock on.
Yeah, I don't think Monty Python just gets to have ownership over that completely because other people did it too.
Yes. Oh, well. Also, a cameo that which goes with the next trivia fact is Dilly, which I thought was weird that Dilly is someone who has cameos in several episodes, not literally every episode, because he technically does. Dilly is a slim yellow human that is seen quite often throughout Courage that is generally thought to be a character of creator John R. Dilworth.
Generally thought of? I thought it was confirmed.
I would say it's confirmed because it's pretty much him. It's so weird in this fandom that there are like 8 episodes that they're like, this is the official cameo for Dilly. But then they also say a portrait of Dilly can also be seen in the Bags house during most episodes. So it's just like, why have this in here?
Destroy your argument for the opposition, you know?
But the actual trivia fact is one of the many Dilly Says posters which appears throughout the series can be observed for approximately 3 minutes and 49 seconds into the episode. Huh. So if you're watching, go ahead and...
there you go.
You have a timestamp. Now, this one is a one we're going to not agree with. The last trivia fact. This episode has been commonly regarded as one of the most famous and funniest Cats episodes.
Oh.
Maybe funniest? Not famous.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty forgettable. I mean, that's just kind of what I feel like it is kind of...
Like, compared to Cats Motel... Like, would you really consider this more famous than that?
Not at all. Like, even the second time Cats came in where he was on that island doing the whole, like, fantasy island bullshit. Like, I remember that episode. I don't remember this episode at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah, I before we watched it, it was entirely new to me.
Yeah. Same.
See, I remembered it, but it's mostly because, like, I remember parts around it more than it itself.
Right, which is most episodes, I would say. Yeah. Because we were just kids.
I didn't even remember it. It was it was a brand new cartoon.
Once again, fandom is the top-notch content for the Courage fandom.
It's why we keep going back, Tim.
It's a well that just keeps on giving.
I do want to point out the anonymous fandom user from 2013 who posted on this article as well, which I didn't realize this fandom has been up since 2013, apparently.
Yeah.
Which is news to me.
I feel old.
That fandom user said, which their name is a fandom user, I like the beginning part when Eustace says hash browns and bacon. That part made me hungry.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay, you know, I am hungry.
I will give it to them. Like, I am hungry.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it for trivia. That is legitimately it.
I think it's a solid...
it's a knee slapper.
Yeah, I'd give her a 4. 4... Four sentient dummies out of 5.
Yeah,
I like it.
Would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm going to give this 3.9 destroyed ecosystems out of 5.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. You know what? That's
a good one.
That's better than mine.
I thought it was good, but I don't know if it's good enough to be in like 4.0.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. I'll give this a 3 skeleton pirates who chose to be skeletons out of 5.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh. Oh, yes. I forgot it. We should probably mention what that was.
It's fine. It's fine. Let everyone go watch the episode. You'll know.
Oh gosh. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was an all right episode. It was pretty good.
I would say this one had much less of a story to it than our B plot or our B episode, which is the Curtain of Cruelty.
Mm.
Which is the Curtain of Cruelty.
David Cohen, not nice.
Yeah, David Cohen gets credit for writing both of them, but Curtain of Cruelty also has Mike Shinnock and John Reynolds also as
Shinnock.
Yeah. Samnok.
I would say Samnok.
It's Samonek. So.
Samonek?
Samonek? I'd say either way.
Sanic?
Mike Sanic? Sanic the Hedgehog wrote it.
You know,
and in it,
I've seen his other works.
In it, we have a very interesting plot that revolves around soft clothes.
And
fabric softener.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Well, that was the allusion to fabric softener, Tim. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean how else do you get soft clothes?
Exactly. You don't always have to use fabric softener.
You do.
I don't want to.
Tim, I think this episode actually. I think this episode actually showed you that you do have to use fabric softener.
Is this an intervention?
Did you see Eustace's clothes?
Did you see what happens if you don't use fabric softener? You're subject to cruelty.
Your clothes are literally going to be like plate.
Oh, yeah. God.
I'm not going to move.
In this episode, we begin in the basement of the bag home where Courage is obsessed with Muriel's fabric softener to a point that he rubs it all over himself. Becomes a fluffy, fluffy boy because it's a special fabric softener that only Muriel can make, of course. And Courage uses all of that, and that begins our plot as they have to head to town to buy more ingredients. And a purple wave kind of starts to curtain, if you will, starts to beset upon the town behind them. And we see it take its effect. I guess it's a pinkish purpley wave. Take its effect when it
purple.
Hits
the
a
color
little
of evil.
A color of evil. When it hits a cute little bluebird and makes him throw a rock through the farmhouse window.
As they're driving away to go to town to get more fabric softener supplies.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
And with that, we begin seeing this kind of change. We get to town and everybody knows the bags, or at the very least, they know Muriel and Courage.
Courage, yeah.
They get stopped by an old lady.
Oh, Courage, how are you doing? Well,
yes,
doing fine, lady.
And then they say hello to a baby and a mother pushing it in a pram. Into Dill's hardware store, and you then cut or general store, excuse me, and then you cut to the meat counter where everyone's favorite pig butcher is there. Jean Bon is there, just selling his wares, and there's a cute little girl who's trying to buy some chicken necks for her granny.
Not much of a chicken neck fan, so.
I thought it was chicken feet originally. Didn't they say chicken feet?
No, chicken necks.
Are chicken necks and gizzards the same thing?
No, gizzards are the thing inside of the chicken that they eat rocks, and the rocks go inside the gizzard, and that's what breaks up the food because chickens don't have teeth.
Mm.
Oh, that, yeah. Okay. Wow, I'm learning a lot tonight.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. And you have this, and Eustace tries to barge his way in there, and Jean Bon is like, no, sir. And the little girl is like, I was here first, but they do it in the most polite way.
And that would just piss me off more.
Yeah.
As Eustace, yeah.
Yeah, Eustace is pissed.
You son of a bitch.
And with that, you end up seeing this wave kind of begin to crash through town. And as the little girl gets her chicken necks, you have this cruelty wave come through, and suddenly, instead of those chicken necks being free, he's going to charge her $1,000. And then she starts jumping on all of the prepared meats in the case. Mm.
He's just tenderizing the meat a little bit, you know.
And Muriel and Courage come to the counter to buy food. And also, Eustace only wants chopped meat. That's all he wants, which is fun. Muriel orders it, and he throws a steak at her. But Muriel is, oddly enough, not, as the wave crashed over her and Courage, just not mean. They're just nice. They're still being very nice.
What could it mean?
And then
fabric softeners later.
Yeah, we cut into the streets where there is a ruckus, where the police are stealing tires, and a woman shoots a bazooka at a small, tiny man.
Wasn't there also a woman just screaming at her baby as the baby screamed back?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
There are so many like cameos and minor characters in this episode because they just pulled characters from season one and season
all over
two
the place.
In. Yeah,
yeah. And you have all of this happening, and you have a man watch as Eustace steals the hubcaps from a baby carriage to put on his car, and he's like, "Hey, do you want to be the mayor? Because you're the most cruel man." And the whole town is just descended into madness, and then Muriel apologizes to a little girl because she hits her with the door of a car of her car, and then gets arrested by the police for re-education, which we were like, that makes sense. It's a cruel town.
Sutter Kane, Muriel.
Yeah, we're like, it's pretty mean. I get it. Where she has to watch a video of people being cruel, and then she is supposed to take a hammer and bludgeon a hamster.
Yeah, that's like my favorite part of this.
Crumble it, they say.
They show a thing on a TV screen in front of her where it's just like, look at all these cute woodland animals. And then it's just them getting beaten by like a boxing glove. Now you
do the right thing, Muriel. Put it in the ground.
Crumble it. And she doesn't. And Courage is then also getting chased by Eustace because he's been given his chopped meat.
Why chop me?
I don't know.
What's so great about chopping?
Why did the mayor pull it out of his pocket?
It was a little hairy, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was very hairy.
Yeah, why did you just have that on you?
Chopped meat. What is this meat? Doesn't matter. Doesn't Eustace.
Yeah, it's fun. And then you have basically Courage runs into the hills where he sees this wave emanating. And as he runs inside, he finds the Floyd character again, because that's just, they call that man, that style of man, Floyd.
Floyd, yep.
It's just Floyd.
I like the idea that it's just like, an NPC preset.
The culprit Floyd.
This is Floyd.
This is culprit Floyd.
Yeah,
and not ventriloquist Floyd.
He has nothing to do with angry hair Floyd.
It's
or
really yeah.
Floyd.
Also, he's not the same Floyd that's seen in town.
He is not. He's a different Floyd.
He's a different Floyd.
Yeah, I get cutting like saving money, but man, it sure is weird.
Just came up with an evil scientist.
Someone say
the evil scientist build. You know, the guy that fucking made everyone feel bad. This is in his realm, right?
He's Professor
Dr.
Mean.
Zoloft.
Zoloft.
Well, there's that one. Technically, this is supposed to be Professor Mean.
Is that what his name is?
Professor Mean.
I mean, that is what
D&D character
seems to be like. Fan canon.
Yeah, okay.
This is Professor Mean, and he's going to teach you how to be a mean boy.
And it's weird, because he breaks in, and then there's this, like, argument, but he doesn't do anything to Courage, really.
I mean, he tries to turn Courage cruel, and then it doesn't work.
Yeah, and then Eustace is knocking at the door, so then he went to go yell at Eustace, and then Courage realizes that the fabric softener is what keeping him from being mean. And hey, what's that secret ingredient in that fabric softener, boys?
It's vinegar.
It's vinegar.
Every time.
It's vinegar, man.
Taylor called it in the episode. He, as soon as the episode started, he goes, I bet the main ingredient
is... I need my secret ingredient, and then Taylor went, it's vinegar.
It's going
to be vinegar, and then we see it, and it's vinegar. And it's like rose petals and like wool, I guess, or cotton. I don't know.
Yeah. Flammable things that you should definitely throw into a washer.
Yeah. Well, and he...
You made mustard gas.
And he throws it just into the machine. Like, just... it's
into
just
the wires.
Just into the wires. Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know if this is where to go. Just throw it in.
Yeah.
Listen, it'll work. I've done less.
Like, he just throws it into a machine, and it's just like, there you go, right?
That'll do it.
We'll pull the lever, and I guess that means that Courage is a scientist, because it worked.
I mean, Courage has done enough to be considered a scientist in some regard.
Yeah.
I mean, he hunted a sand whale at one point.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
He's done a lot of things. We could probably just start naming things off that he's done.
He has stopped a plague from happening.
Yeah.
He's killed a weremole.
With Conway.
With Conway.
Yeah.
He's Conway. Been to a interdimensional puddle and fought a demon.
That's true.
He's
did that too.
He's been friends with the mystery gang.
Yeah, that's true. He did that. He literally stopped curses. Several times, actually. He fought robots from outer space.
That just makes him a good investigator. Doesn't make him a scientist, I suppose.
He stopped a robot from outer space from enslaving the human race.
I like reindeer.
I mean, we could keep going. I'm just literally looking at the episode list. Yeah.
Well, you're cheating. I'm sitting here.
It's true.
Wonder.
But, I mean, that's the thing. He does all that. And that fixes the town, except for...
Eustace, who's a cunt?
Well, because his clothes are all stiff.
No, it's because he's evil.
No,
it's because he has that evil,
he's
like...
true evil, yeah.
Listen, is that it? Is
Eustace,
this how we...
Listen, it's either the clothes that makes him, which he got the clothes afterwards, or he became evil and he made the clothes evil. It's one of the two, and I'm willing to bet it's the fact that he is an evil man. Cursing things that he owns.
I agree,
Sheldon. There's no way.
That motherfucker he's awful.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'll give it to you. I'll say that makes sense.
But this
gonna be playing Elden Ring and find Eustace's cursed trousers.
Oh, no.
Courage the Cowardly Dog never made it to Japan, you know that.
No.
It did. That's the weird part. I do not want to see those dubs. Or subs? Who knows?
It would be dubs.
I would really love to see a Bloodborne hack where the monsters are just Courage monsters. So I don't know who needs to be on that, but...
Oh, don't worry.
Internet, go!
Internet, you've done it already, haven't you? Just show us.
I'm going to put
Internet
that on
tonight.
They'll get on it. Somebody will do it. And everyone else will be like, that's great. But why?
Why not?
Yeah. Like, but... so... This episode ends by that non-cruel wave spinning back into town. Changing everyone back to normal or nicer?
Yeah. No, there's no... Like, I would assume just kind of normal. They also turn on Eustace, but we'll get to that. Yeah, they turn on Eustace and they throw him in re-education, to which we all went, oh, nowhere might just be bad, huh?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get to.
If re-education is just a bad thing.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure we talked about this, because no matter what, there's a re-education program in nowhere.
Yeah, hey. I think nowhere probably needs to have some oversight. I think maybe some government needs to be to step in here.
We have some reports that you're
You're re-educating citizens.
And you're telling them that...
to be more evil and then to be more good?
Or be more good. Either way, we're not big fans of it here in D.C. So we're just gonna put some agents here to keep a watch on you. We don't know why. We want them to be nicer. Yes, but you see, Mr. Johnson down the street doesn't want to be nice.
He says, this is America. You can't just break people's limbs to make them do what you want.
Which, by the way, that hamster who also remained good during the curtain, which was neat, or the wave, sorry. At the end of the episode, does hit Eustace with a hammer.
Yeah, that does happen.
She's like, huh, what is
that does happen, which was weird. That was weird, and it was terrifying, because he just kind of looked at you and went, and then there you went. That does happen. I forgot about that hamster part until just now.
Yeah.
And now I'm scared again.
You do need to block it out of memory because it's so traumatizing.
Yes, and then Professor Mean /Floyd gets to be mayor because he's the nicest man.
He's the nicest man in fucking town.
Yeah.
I wonder if they knew of his past, if they would let this.
Yeah, he kind of did that in secret. So, like, yeah. Huh.
He also was a Hulk one episode.
Yeah, that's true. When he would get mad, yeah.
He exploded. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, several episodes. He's in a lot. Do you want to know the trivia for this episode?
Sure.
Well, it's very short. There's one trivia fact, but there is also a goof.
Oh my goodness, a goof?
And a comment, which I'll probably end up reading the comment, but I think it's more of just malicious. But the trivia fact. This is the second time that the entire town of Nowhere is in trouble. The first was the Tower of Dr. Zalast,
the other mad scientist.
And the third will be in the King of Flan episode, which we haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We'll get there.
I think that's season 4. Yeah. The goof is that Floyd is seen in two places at once, which is what I was alluding to earlier, is like, he is the villain, he's in this secret location, but also they show him in one of the wide shots of the town.
Yeah, because he's just an NPC character and sometimes
a minor
actual character.
Yeah.
They could have just made
it is weird, though, I will say that.
They could have just put, like, two orbs together and called him Dr. Mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, is that he looks different than the Floyds, but I think he's still from everything I'm saying, he's still considered just a Floyd.
The Floyd family.
Yeah. Jeep. It's not too outrageous to assume that since Eustace and his mother live nearby, that everyone else is kind of in the same situation. In fact, in Kansas, that's not too outrageous to assume either, right?
Uh-huh.
Or actually, literally anywhere. That people live near their family. So
yeah, it's just a yeah.
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 Pretty much. The comment on this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just going to refer to the person because they use their real name to comment on this as L. L replied to this whole article in 2019 saying, "I don't like it when everyone turns into spoiled brat children by a criminal, Floyd."
I don't like it either, buddy.
That's just
no
a man
one likes
god.
It, but it's the way the world's going.
Just L. I almost said it's fucking. Just yes, I agree. It's not great. Special part of the internet we're on right now.
Yeah.
Oh, we always go there.
I liked this one more. I think this is a solid. I think this one's a very fun episode.
Yeah.
I think it's a good 4.5 pocket meat out of 5.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, think of pocket meat.
I don't want to think of pocket meat.
Think of pocket meat.
No.
I want to give this, and I'll agree with you.
Invading my brain.
Pocket meat.
It's hairy.
I'll give this a 4.5 carriage wheels out of 5.
Carriage wheels?
Yeah, because like he steals the wheels out the baby's carriage so he can go put it on his
truck.
Don't
you mean pram?
It's both.
Oh, I don't... Yeah.
A pram and a baby carriage is both.
I don't know what a pram is.
It's just a baby carriage. Oh my!
It's the British slang.
I feel like I'm talking into the void.
Well, I know you're saying both. It's just like I've never heard that expression before.
That's not. It's just another word for it.
I know. I just never heard it.
Well, now you did.
Now you know.
Go forth and be a smart boy.
My education continues.
Lifelong learner, Tim.
You know, good job, Tim.
Thank you. Thank you, Sheldon.
All right, what's your ranking system, Sheldon?
Yeah, fuck, I don't have
I know.
Yeah. I wondered if that was vamping for time.
I gave you a little bit.
Oh, man, I tried.
I could feel it.
I really did. Mm-hmm. Well.
And now you say.
And now I think of a few words that I could string together that might be more interesting than pocket meat.
Or, yeah, he stole his. There's
or
no...
carriage. And it's not going to happen. So I'm just going to go with... You motherfucker, you did take mine.
And that's
I'll
why Taylor
just go with
first.
Spoiled brats. Three spoiled brats out.
Hey,
there
you
go. That's fine, but only three?
Only three. It was. Listen, I'm judgy today.
You are okay. Judgy today.
It's
but that's
not
okay.
Even that it's bad. It's like I had a good time. It's just, I don't know. They don't deserve a four. What did they do for me recently?
Okay. Yeah, all right. I get works. You there. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. I mean.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're never wrong. You know, Sheldon, that's what I love about your grading system, is that they're never wrong.
No, it's always accurate for you.
It's always accurate.
They're never wrong.
That's
agreed.
Opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one.
Damn, I didn't mean it that way. God damn you. No. Fuck you. Sheldon,
remember this.
Oh no! It
He's
won't matter.
Use this against you.
It won't matter. Nothing matters.
If you well, only Sheldon, use this against me, then my life is better.
Well, Sheldon, you know I've been thinking, and I, you know, that opinion that you had. I don't know. I'm never wrong.
It'll be like 5 years from now. You know, Sheldon, that opinion you had about that one Courage episode that we stopped.
Oh no! I'm using it for everything now.
Yeah, yeah. So you've opened up a terrifying door that you're unaware that you cannot close.
Oh no!
Sheldon's never wrong, huh?
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, folks. Go forth and conquer. Enjoy.
Live your life. Have a good time.
Go watch The Courage. We'll be back next month with a rip roaring, rootin' tootin'.
Cowboy
episode
shooting.
Cowboy shooting. I haven't looked ahead, so these references could work. They could not work. I bet they're gonna be on vacation though.
Listen, if they fall flat, it's even funnier. So whatever. Tim looks up the answers to the test.
I am actually looking for. You could say one of the episodes is about being on vacation.
Hey, see, I was right.
It's not explicitly said.
I was right.
Listen.
There you go, folks. Enjoy your time. And follow us on the Twitters and the YouTubes
and all
and
that
whatever.
Jazz.
At Liquid Podcast.
There you go.
Liquid
Courage Podcast.
There you go. And see you later.
Love you.
Bye. That was the Liquid Courage Podcast, an in-depth look at every episode of Courage the Cowardly Dog. Music was provided by Visionless. You can find them at www.soundcloud.com/visionl3ss. We do not own the rights to Courage the Cowardly Dog. Until next time, have a wonderful night.